Hello and welcome to episode 23 of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Hélène and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage and source consulting services. This week, I'll explain how to make sure your consulting spend is supporting your strategy. Last week, I had invited Laurent Thomas, my co-author of Smart Consulting Sourcing, to discuss about what is disruption in consulting. We saw that disruption is pretty much everywhere, consulting and procurement included. And that means that there are opportunities to work with consultants to take advantage or react to the disruption in your industry. But it also means that there are opportunities within procurement and consulting to create more value as well. A new company strategy should integrate some of these opportunities. So this week, I wanted to chat about how your consulting spend should support your strategy. You can find plenty of definitions for strategy in the management literature. But let's use this one. It's the one that was provided by Michael Porter in the Harvard Business Review in 1996. Strategy is an integrated set of choices that uniquely position the firm in its industry so as to create sustainable advantage relative to the competition and the expected financial returns. So we see that strategy is about positioning your company and giving yourself a sustainable advantage. So what is a consulting strategy, in fact? So a consulting strategy is about aligning your consulting budget with your strategic priority in order to accelerate the execution of this strategy. And with some logic and some discipline in the way you execute it, you might even be surprised by how much you can achieve. So where do you get started? And actually, like often, you have to look back to understand where you stand, really. The question is, how many projects you launched in the last 12 months were directly supporting your strategy? So you have to start to look at your project and see which one were strategic. So you can have two types of strategic project. One type is what I call core strategy. These are projects that support a core strategic work stream that will directly advance the long-term vision of the company. And project enabling strategic project also fall in this category. A good example would be if your company has decided to implement a customer-centric organization. The second type of project is strategic adaptation. So this project is needed to adapt to an issue on your regulation. For instance, a country has issued a new regulation in your industry and you have 2 years to be compliant. So if you have a significant amount of non-strategic project, or if you have large non-strategic project, you have to screen them again to see if they are indeed non-strategic. So first you have to ask, why did we hire these consultants on that specific project? What was the decision-making process? Was this project necessary and why? And what was the return on investment? And by doing that, you will reassess the strategic character of this project and make sure that indeed they're non-strategic. Another important fact is to have effort that are congruent, meaning that all the actions that you're taking are serving the same purpose and therefore reinforcing each other. And it means that everything is in place in order to accelerate the strategy. And for that, you have to make sure that you have mapped all the key activities to execute your strategy and that you're not leaving some key pieces on the side. And then you have to review on a regular basis the allocation of resources on each of these activities, and then in particular, the utilization of your consulting budget. And the last thing you need to look at is sequencing. Is that sequencing optimal? So take another look at the project that you launched last year. Were they launched in the right time? Were they all high priority? Did you break down the project in relevant phases? Were there some phases that you could have launched later? Did you evaluate the interdependencies with other activities or projects in your sequencing of the project? Were you able to self-fund some of your project? Did your project integrate quick gains to facilitate change? So you see that now we know if your project were strategic, if your resources were allocated in the right place, and if there were some opportunities to optimize the allocation with the timing. So now your next stop is, now you know where you start from, and then you can start moving forward by defining a consulting strategy. So your first step is to translate your high-level priorities into clusters and then define what resources you want to allocate to each of these clusters. Then you have to identify the potential projects and determine their contribution to each of these clusters. And finally, define priorities, sequence your project, manage interdependencies, and run a make or buy assessment. So you see, defining a consulting strategy is kind of the best-in-class practice in order to only spend money on the right project. That's the basic part, but also get the right resources and make sure the timing is right. It's important to note that the goal of this exercise is not to take over decision-making. The business lines need to keep control over their consulting spend. You're here to make sure that they get the most value from consulting by implementing the right best practices. You see that you also need to have implemented some degree of centralization of your consulting spend and that you need to have RFP describing most of your project. Well, that's it for today. Next time, I'll answer the question, should we freeze our consulting spend during a crisis? In the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at helene.lafitte@consultingquest.com. You can also have a look at our website, smartconsultingsourcing.com, to know more about our book and download free templates and guides to improve your consulting sourcing. Bye, and see you next week. Au revoir.